Okay, welcome everybody to this bioactivity session. I'm very honored, very grateful to be at your side in service for Mother Earth and humanity. Today we are going to start a series of meditations on the new sphere. We are going to work with the resistances at personal and collective level that are blocking us, or they are blocking the unity consciousness. The aim of these sessions is to bring higher thoughts and a higher vision in order to encounter the major fears and blocks at personal and collective level that are stopping or limiting the embrace and integration of unity consciousness. We will work, for instance, with different aspects related to the fear of the unknown and to the fear of abuse in the group or in a collective. All these fears are related, of course, but they present different themes or issues and aspects of these limitations. And our meditations in this series will always start from the perspective of higher unity consciousness. Okay, let's start by empowering ourselves and bringing ourselves in our personal creational power. Therefore, let's take a few deep breaths. And every time we breathe out, we let go of all the thoughts from our daily lives, allowing ourselves to come fully present in here and now. And with every breath, we are more and more aligned in here and now and present, opening consciously to our Mother Earth and Father Sky, aligning our presence just like a tree in a beautiful harmony, peace, and balance with all that surrounds us and in ourselves. So let's take a few breaths and hold this intention. Become more and more present in here and now, and align in our aura, in our energy fields, in our presence with Mother Earth and Father Sky. We open our crown chakra to connect with the cosmic energies and become aware of our connection with Mother Earth by deeply connecting our roots of light with the core, the heart of our Mother Earth. Feeling the life force energy flowing to us continuously, unconditionally, and we open our hearts with gratitude and loving care for our Mother Earth, for all that she is, for all that she is offering us in this human experience. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all that you give to us. Thank you for your unconditional love. And as we are opening ourselves and align wonderfully, our aura strengthens and strengthens. We hold the intention for our aura to take the shape of the cosmic egg now. We feel our aura taking this beautiful, stable, symmetrical shape of the cosmic egg now. Hold this intention as the entire energy flow and exchange in our aura aligns in this beautiful cosmic egg shape. All our chakras are wonderfully working and our bodies are wonderfully aligned in perfect condition. All aura energy flow and exchange. It's aligning to this powerful form. Let's further raise our vibration now by shimmering with our aura. We do this by accelerating with our will, with our intention, the energy flow and exchange in our aura. Let's hold this intention now. And as we do this, we shimmer, we pulsate and vibrate with our aura. And we try to hold the higher vibration, accelerated vibration, as long as we can. Shimmer, pulsate, and vibrate now. Raising our aura. As we do this, our chakras expand. We are expanding. We allow ourselves to expand as we shimmer now. We expand into our greater, higher I Am. And as we do this, let us embrace ourselves fully as divine creator beings, having this human experience on earth. Let's switch into this higher perspective of our I Am now. We fully embrace now our personal creational power. We fully embrace our creational role here on Earth. And we are ready now to begin with our work. Today we'll start our series on the noosphere, working on the fear of the unknown. This is one of the major fears or blocks that stops unity consciousness to be integrated. The unknown means there is something new coming in our environment. It challenges our thinking, our feelings, our beingness, our perspectives. It challenges all that is touched by the new unknown element. Many wise men of the earth stated that where there is no change, there is no progress. For instance, a wonderful writer, George Bernard Shaw, said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." When there is an openness for the new or unknown, to understand it, to expand on its experience, on the experience of it, energies can flow, energies can exchange, an expansion takes place. Many times the arrival of the new or unknown in a given stable context of experience on personal and collective level marks an evolutionary change or challenge on both sides or on only one side of the situation. Sometimes the unknown or new can be more limited or restrained comparing with that of the collective one is a part of expresses as consciousness, then the energy flow and exchange, if chosen and embraced, run mostly from the own collective to the ones expressing in the new and unknown. On the other side, where oneself and the collective one is faced with a new unknown higher perspective and consciousness expression, then the energy flow and exchange runs mostly from the new and unknown to the given context. So it is a giving and taking for the highest good of all when embraced as such. It is a reciprocal divine service of learning and teaching. So the major idea and concept is to be open for the new, to be flexible, to embrace the challenge of the new and turn into valuable experiences and wisdom. So these are our thoughts. This is the vision. This is the thought constellation we want to bring into the noosphere. Because with these higher thoughts, with this perspective, with this opening, we want to help for an opening of the minds and the hearts in the collective mind. Okay, so let us all now connect and visualize that we together form a thought field. And we invite now our friends, brothers and sisters, the wonderful masters of the Sacred Triangle, to join our thought field. In this thought field, we want to put or to express all these higher thoughts and then share it, send it into the noosphere. This is how we want to do this. So let us visualize that we are surrounded by a golden sphere of light. This is our thought field. In this thought field, we put all our higher thoughts as following. The new and the unknown are opportunities to learn, to expand, and to gain wisdom and experience. They are a catalyst for evolution and a challenge to be embraced. Let's put this thought now in this thought field that is surrounding our group. We invite our friends, brothers and sisters to join us and to strengthen the power of our thoughts in our thought field now. We put again this thought. The new and the unknown are opportunities to learn expand, and to gain wisdom and experience, a catalyst for evolution, and a challenge to be embraced. And feel the openness and readiness. Let us powerfully express this perspective now. Let us be open for the excitement for the new, to get to know the new and its value of experience. Let's focus on this thought now as the thought field that we are creating is getting powerful and powerful now. Okay, now let's put the next thought in this thought field. The new and the unknown, when embraced with higher judgment, understanding, and compassion, lead to an harmonious, continuous integration, expansion, and own growth at personal and collective level. Let us focus in ourselves and share the importance of this balance between the higher judgment and compassion when dealing with the new and unknown. We know that an imbalanced expression can lead to maintaining separation and not unifying or integrating the new or unknown. So let us focus on the importance of the balance between higher judgment, understanding, and compassion when dealing with the new and the unknown. Let us express this thought now. We put it in our thought field all together. Balance in higher judgment, understanding, and compassion when coming in contact and dealing with the new and unknown. Okay, let's continue. Let's put now the last thought in our thought field. All new to oneself or to the collective that is coming to this collective context of experience, and it is not in alignment or harmony with their own collective consciousness, is missing our shared wisdom experience, but then can be shared without expectation to be integrated and with understanding and patience, higher judgment and compassion. So let us feel our readiness to share our own wisdom and higher perspective and consciousness to all that is new and unknown, and do have a more limited perspective. This way, the energy flow in exchange can be free and can produce the evolutionary change where both sides take on the role of the teacher and student, and vice versa. So let's focus now on this last thought that is important to share our wisdom, our experience, our manifested consciousness, our higher values that we achieved in our collective let's focus on this openness to share this with all that is new and unknown and presents a consciousness that is not so evolved as ours or as the one of our collective. So let's put these thoughts now in our thought field. We focus all together now on all three thoughts. We strengthen now the thought field as all these higher thoughts and consciousness is wonderfully present in our thought field. Let us connect now our thought field with the Arcturian etheric crystal from Lake Moraine in Canada, which is helping us with its higher fifth dimensional energies to accelerate the integration of higher consciousness in the noosphere. We visualize this higher accelerating light intensifying now our thought field, accelerating the energies and our thoughts in our thought field now. Our thoughts become stronger, have a greater power of influence and attraction. And now, let us all send these thoughts, this thought field, into the noosphere by sharing it, sending all these thoughts to our brothers and sisters in the human collective. When I count to three, we send these thoughts into the noosphere, we share, we send out all the thoughts now. One, two, three, now. We share all these thoughts and we send our thought field into the noosphere. We visualize this, we know this to be true, we feel our thoughts being shared now with the entire collective. We send out, just like an antenna, like a radio, we send out our thoughts into the noosphere. Our thoughts are powerfully magnified by the Arcturian etheric crystal's light. May this higher consciousness be integrated into the noosphere for the highest good of all, now. Share now our thoughts. Send them to all human beings. May these higher thoughts be omnipresent into the collective mind. May they attract. May they be embraced. for the highest good of all. May they create an opening of the minds and the hearts for the highest good of all. Thank you to all our brothers and sisters, all that are helping us create this new higher consciousness to reform the noosphere, the collective mind, to a higher consciousness collective. We embrace all our brothers and sisters with gratitude, and we ask for all these higher thoughts from our Mother Earth to be wonderfully integrated, anchored, and accelerated in the noosphere. Thank you, Mother Earth, for co-creating with us a new paradigm of fifth-dimensional unity consciousness. We are refocusing our presence on our physical body and in the here and now of our human experience, powerfully anchoring this higher consciousness and higher thoughts, being a model in our own sphere of influence, expressing this higher consciousness. Thank you all for your participation and dedication.